Well, from wildfires in Europe and California to a deepening drought in New South Wales and Queensland, and summer is still months away in Australia. But at least more money is on the way to drought-stricken fires. Farmers. The Prime Minister has backed up his recent listening tour of outback New South Wales and Queensland with an extra $190 million package to help primary producers survive the worst dry spell in more than 50 years. Eligible farming families will receive emergency payments of up to $12,000, while there'll be more cash for financial counselling services, mental health support and local communities. The Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, joins us now from the southwest Queensland town of Dirrabandi, which has been in drought for several years. Minister, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
So drought-stricken farmers will get up to $12,000 extra to help them basically buy food and pay bills. How did you arrive at that amount? And do you expect, given the depth of this drought, that the government's going to have to top up these payments again in the future?
Well, look, this is an additional $12,000 to the already $538.80 that people get, that farmers get at the moment per fortnight. So this is a supplementary payment. So we've come to this amount predicated on the fact that we're seeing that the effects of this drought is compounding, and that the costs in making sure that they can keep their family going, keeping bread and butter on the table, is increasing. And it's important that we understand that. We actually have to make sure that we are fluid with this situation and are agile. The reality is it's moving quickly, and we'll continue to listen. That's what we're doing. We're coming out and we're listening, and we're acting as we need to, and we will continue to act as we need to.
And if you're listening, I'm sure you would have heard this comment. Some farmers already saying the money won't go far. One farmer's told Channel 9 that the $12,000 is less than the cost of a single load of grain or hay to feed their stock. How do you accept that this, do you accept this isn't going to help farmers feed their starving stock? This is for something different.
Let me put this in perspective. The federal government's responsibility and the agreement we have with the states is to look after the people. The state's responsibility is to look after the animals. This payment is to make sure that we're looking after the people in concert with an additional funding announcement into mental health. This is an additional $12,000 into a family that are already getting probably close to $27,000, $28,000 from farm household assistance payments. So they're going to have more money in the pockets to be able to keep their electricity on, to keep them going. But we're not in the business of keeping livestock out of these payments alive. This is at their discretion, but this is about to ease the pressure at the household level.
Not every farmer is eligible for this assistance, but you are lifting the assets test cap for the farm household allowance, as I understand, from $2.6 million to $5 million. I guess some will question why asset-rich farmers will receive emergency payments. How do you answer that criticism?
Well, those assets might sound a lot, but they're not producing anything. That's the issue you have in the farming sector.
The tractors aren't working because there's nothing to till.
Yeah, so they are, the challenge is they're not producing income out of them, whereas people in the city might have an asset that's producing income for them straight away. This is the insidious nature of drought, and it's why we've understood it, and we need to make sure that we continually react as circumstances change. The only silver bullet to this is rain. That's the only silver bullet. There's a suite of measures that we're going to have to roll out in concert with the states. We're going to have to cooperate with the states and make sure that we are reactionary to the changing circumstances.
If the only silver bullet to this is rain, there's bad news on deck for the farmers, because the Bureau of Meteorology says we can expect a further 9 dry months ahead. That's a long time without rain. The government's already provided $386 million in drought relief, as well as concessional loans. Is there a limit to how much the government can hand out in drought assistance?
Oh, look, the reality is we're going to continue to look at it, but I've got to be honest with you, not everyone's going to survive. This is the harsh reality of business and living in a market economy. You can't enjoy the fruits of a market economy without the fear of failure. But we've got to do our bit to try and keep as many of our farming families out on the farms, continuing to produce the food that we need. The reality is we'll go as far as we possibly can to make sure we keep as many farmers going as long as we possibly can.
And in terms of not every farmer is going to survive this drought and future droughts, because the Prime Minister has said yesterday, and many are saying, of course, that we're in for hotter and drier or weather. Are people, you've been out and about, how close are people to walking off the farm? Because I know one person the PM spoke to yesterday says it could be days. We spoke to Brian Egan from the Aussie Farmers Charity Aussie Helpers charity earlier in the week, and he talked about, you know, some of them being just weeks away.
Yeah, oh, look, I think we have moved as an industry to one of preparedness for droughts, and I think the vast majority of farmers out there are prepared for this drought. They need a bit of support from the government, both state and federal, and that's what we're doing. I'm quite confident that most farmers will come through the other end because of the commodity prices that are there. The exciting thing of agriculture is that we're just the story of bad rain. Once we add rain, these farmers will be up on their feet. If we get a couple of decent seasons behind them, they'll be making good money. And in fact, we've seen that. We've seen now that farmers have over $6 billion in farm management deposits. They're a tax scheme where in good years they can put away their profits and it's not treated as income in that year, and then pull it out of this term deposit in the bad years when they're not making income and they're not going to have to pay tax. So we've put mechanisms in place already to prepare them for that. I'm confident that most farmers will come through this.
But as they come through this one, and the next one is going to be sooner perhaps than the last because the climate is changing, is the government doing enough? Because Labor says there needs to be a plan for making our farmers more resilient, for putting more money into research and development for new technology and best practice farming methods. Should that be where we focus? You've got to help people keep food on the table. Everyone understands that. But we need to change the practices to deal with the changing climate. Don't we?
Oh, well, we're already doing that. Labor's obviously only just coming to the realisation. I mean, we're putting over $300 million a year from the government, and that's matched, in fact, is more than matched by industry and farmers themselves in levies going towards research and development in improving our methodology in terms of not only that, but also our genetics. We're actually at the cutting edge of research and development in Australia. And to say we're not is an insult to our research and development corporations and to the investment that farmers themselves have made and have directed these research development corporations to make those groundbreaking research programs.
It's 17 minutes to 7. Our guest is the Federal Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, David Littleproud. As our farmers deal with the worst drought in a century, according to the PM, the Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, who we'll speak to a little later this morning, is trying to wrangle a new climate agreement. The Labor states they're worried about signing on to the National Energy Guarantee because the federal government's own party room might not support it. Do you agree there is division in the party room? And what's your message for the members of the party that you sit with, the National Party? Should they support the National Energy Guarantee?
Well, look, I think the beauty of being in the coalition is that there is diversity of ideas and we should encourage that.
Should they support the National Energy Guarantee? Is it the best plan on the table?
We should be able to have a conversation about that, and that's what we're having. We're having a constructive conversation. Don't you think that people would want our politicians to have diversity of ideas instead of this cookie-cutter approach? It's good to have
I'm not saying that, but it's nearly crunch time now. I mean, this meeting with the states is this week, and this has been talked about for months. What's your view? Should the National Party room, indeed the government party room, the coalition party room, get behind the National Energy Guarantee? What do you think?
I'm sure that we'll get to a point as a coalition to get a consensus and a way through on the National Energy Guarantee, whether it's the NEG Plus. We'll work through that as a coalition, as a party room, in a constructive way that gets the best outcomes for Australians, which is reliable power at even cheaper prices than what they are now.
And what does NEG Plus mean in your mind?
Well, I mean, obviously we've got an ACCC report that's given some recommendations. There's some options there to be explored. And we're doing that in a constructive and sensible way. And that's what people would expect their government to do.
Do you accept that it's critical now for Australia to get agreement on this policy, for instance, as we look at our farmers battling with one of the worst droughts of the century?
Oh, definitely. And the states need to come on the journey with this, because the reality is people need relief from electricity prices now. We're doing our bit. We're putting their hand up. You only have to look at the state of Queensland. They take $1.5 billion a year out of Queensland electricity payers to put into their own coffers. The reality is they are taking a tax by stealth on the Queensland public.
We also need to be talking about the climate element of this, don't we, for the farmers, for the drought? Isn't that where it intersects?
Well, obviously, farmers have faced up to a changing climate since they first put a till in the soil in this country. The climate's been changing in this country since we started. The reality is that's why we've made significant investments into research and development in making sure that we adapt to a changing climate.
And do you accept, as the Prime Minister seemed to say yesterday, that farmers are in for hotter and drier seasons?
Well, the science is suggesting that at the moment, and that's all you can predicate your decisions on.
Do you support the National Energy Guarantee?
Sure do.
David Littleproud, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Grant.
David Littleproud is the Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, joining us from Dirranbandi in southwest Queensland in his electorate of Maranoa.